Next time you go to the emergency room or a doctor's appointment in the Philadelphia area, you might get the sense that you're being watched. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Like so many other parts of our lives, even visits to healthcare spaces are now increasingly becoming a data point tracked by advertisers. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, personal injury law firms in particular see opportunity in this information that some privacy experts say should be confidential.
Advertisements that pop up on your phone that feel a little creepy. You've had the experience before. Say you're adjusting the toothpaste aisle of a grocery store, and all of a sudden, ads for Colgate are flashing on your Facebook feed. How the advertiser knew you were in that specific place, the toothpaste aisle, is often tied to technology called geofencing, a digital perimeter around a specific location. When you cross it, ads start popping up on websites you go to on your phone. The advertisers know your location by grabbing your phone ID from Wi-Fi, cell data, or an app using GPS. Retailers have been using this for years. But now, personal injury law firms want a piece of the action.
It's really the closest thing I think that an attorney could do to putting a digital kiosk inside of an emergency room.
That's Bill Kakis. He's a Long Island-based digital marketer who recently made deals with personal injury law firms in the Philadelphia area to send potential patients sitting in ERs targeted ads.
Is everybody in an emergency room going to need an attorney? Absolutely not. But people that are going to need a personal injury attorney are more than likely at some point going to end up in an emergency room.
Instead of giving you a coupon for Colgate's best teeth whitening toothpaste, you might now get the type of ad we're used to seeing on subways and on television. Have you been hurt? Here is a personal injury lawyer who can help. To Kakis, this is just modern day target marketing. In his pitch to potential clients, he calls the technology, quote, totally legit. But Attorney General of Massachusetts Maura Healey doesn't think so.
Private medical information should not be exploited in this way, especially when it's gathered secretly without a consumer's knowledge, without knowledge or consent.
Healey's office was the first in the country to crack down on geofencing technology in healthcare spaces. Prosecutors there reached a deal with a Massachusetts-based digital advertising firm that was sending people who entered Planned Parenthood clinics advertisements from a Christian pregnancy counseling and adoption agency. When patients would go into the clinics, they'd also cross a digital fence and soon get advertisements that read things like, "You have choices," and "Click here for pregnancy help." Healey's deal banned the digital firm from Massachusetts. Prosecutors in Pennsylvania wouldn't say whether they're looking into the rise of similar tactics in the Philly area, but Healey says directing ads at people for seeking medical care is really a kind of digital harassment.
We just want to make sure that companies aren't exploiting information in violation of existing privacy laws with respect to health information that's so sensitive.
Most consumers realize that their phones are basically a tracking device, says Bill McGivern. He teaches internet and technology law at the University of Minnesota. McGivern says it's one thing to feel targeted in a grocery store, but it feels far more intrusive when it creeps into other parts of daily life.
Information about health, sexuality, finances, political views, people feel really differently about than they do about the brand of toothpaste they prefer.
Maybe a little creepy, but is it illegal? McGivern says not necessarily, at least not right now. The health privacy law known as HIPAA, for instance, would not apply to these location-based mobile ads.
It applies to hospitals and clinics and doctors and insurance companies, not to the lawyers and the marketers working on their behalf.
He says the Federal Trade Commission could crack down if information is being shared in a sneaky way. The FTC once went after a flashlight app that was deceptively sharing consumers' location with advertisers. But the feds have been slow to combat phone tracking in hospitals. Kakis, the advertiser, didn't want to reveal which personal injury law firms have signed on and which hospitals are affected. But he says the geo-targeted healthcare space campaigns are one of the fastest-growing parts of his business.
Within a few weeks, we pretty much had pretty much every hospital taken up in downstate New York area.
Once you go to the other side of the digital fence, Kakis says the ads can show up for more than a month. Talking to people coming in and out of emergency rooms, one thing is clear. Some think these kinds of targeted ads are preying on people when they are the most vulnerable. Take Joe Finnegan. He was recently leaving a hospital in Center City and he stopped to chat. He said he does not want his trip shared with anyone.
It's supposed to be your privacy as a patient.
Finnegan says seeing law firm ads tied to his recent hospital visit would make him feel outraged, since he had no idea he was crossing into the geo-targeted zone.
I mean, you couldn't put a physical fence up. Why would you be able to put a cyber fence up? I don't get it.
Meanwhile, Kakis, in his initial talks with law firms looking for clients, he says he's used this pitch before. What's your target demographic for injured people? Well, there isn't one, because everybody gets injured. But the ads that go along with that pitch make Finnegan wonder...
If they're tracking your every move in that regard, what else are they watching?
Sometimes it just depends which side of the fence you're on. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.